From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Police in Quebec City, Canada say one man is in custody following a shooting at a mosque. Six people were killed and eight others wounded late Sunday in the shooting, which was condemned by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Make no mistake, this was a terrorist attack. It was an attack on our most intrinsic and cherished values as Canadians, values of openness, diversity, and freedom of religion.
U.S. President Donald Trump called Mr. Trudeau Monday to offer his condolences. President Trump took to Twitter Monday to say reports from Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly indicate all is going well in the implementation of his executive order on immigration. The order temporarily bans entry into the country from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. Spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters Monday that only a tiny fraction of those entering U.S. territory since Friday have been affected.
I think this has been blown way out of proportion and exaggerated. Again, you talk about in a 24-hour period, 325,000 people from other countries flew in through our airports, and we're talking about 109 people.
There was confusion among travelers over the weekend as officials scrambled to implement the order. Human rights groups are vowing to take legal action against it. President Trump has signed an executive order cutting regulations on businesses. The president held a closed-door meeting at the White House with small business owners before the signing. President Trump says he will announce a Supreme Court nominee late Tuesday. The 9-member court has had one vacancy since the death last year of Justice Antonin Scalia. Mr. Trump has been considering several conservative judges for the appointment. This is VOA News. Former President George H.W. Bush has been discharged from a Houston, Texas hospital. He had been at the facility for the last 2 weeks being treated for pneumonia. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Iran has conducted a ballistic missile test. He says the U.S. does not know the exact nature of the test and is studying the matter. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday condemned Iran's missile test, calling it a violation of a United Nations resolution. He said he would bring up a possible renewal of sanctions against Iran when he meets with President Trump at the White House February 15th. The British government has rejected calls for rescinding an invitation for President Donald Trump to visit the country. Opposition to the visit arose after the president's recent order temporarily banning some immigration. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson told Parliament Monday that Mr. Trump's order is, in his words, divisive, discriminatory, and wrong. But he rebuffed calls to cancel Mr. Trump's visit. Prime Minister Theresa May also said that the Trump visit to Britain would go forward. There are reports that as many as seven people were killed Monday in renewed violence in Ukraine's separatist eastern region. Fighting has increased over the past several days between government forces and Russian-backed rebels. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko urged German Chancellor Angela Merkel to step up economic sanctions on Russia. Mr. Poroshenko cut short a visit to Germany when the violence broke out. A series of reforms has been announced to ease the effects of the state of emergency enacted after a July coup attempt in Turkey. Dorian Jones reports.
In a presidential decree, several measures were introduced to ease some of the most controversial aspects of Turkey's state of emergency. The heavily criticized 30-day pre-trial detention period has been reduced to 14, and a 4-day ban on detainees seeing their lawyer has been dropped. More than 40,000 people have been detained and more than 100,000 removed from their jobs since the state of emergency was introduced after July's failed coup. Criticism has been growing steadily, in particular from Europe. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Belgium has sent airport bombing suspect Mohamed Abrini to France to face charges in connection with the 2015 Paris terrorist attacks. Abrini was turned over to the French for a day to be indicted in the gun and bomb attacks that killed 130 people and wounded hundreds of others on November 13, 2015. 2 days before the assault on the French capital, surveillance cameras showed Abrini at a gas station on a highway to Paris alongside Salah Abdeslam, who is believed to be the only direct participant to have survived the Paris attacks. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.